when someone dies, there's an event that occurs. What is that called?
Funeral.
Right. And people are buried in caskets. Is there another word for that?
Well, there have been some that I'm sure over here earlier on that were buried in just what they called a rough box.
Rough box?
Just a pine box, square pine box.
Yeah. The people that attend a funeral are said to be in what?
Mourners.
Yeah. Do you have many ghosts in this area? Do people talk about ghosts of whatever?
No, not really. There's one house out here that some of them around the area call it a haunted house.
Yeah.
But there's people live in it all the time.
Do the people that live there ever say anything? Do they see anything?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I don't know them.
Okay.
But they're for several, quite a number of years, it's sold real frequently.
Really?
We've never been in it, but it's a nice looking house from the outside. It's a, is it brick? I think it has some brick trim on it anyway.
Is it really old? Is it an old house?
No. It's not. Well, maybe. Probably 30, 35 years old. But
so for just whatever reason, people say it's haunted.
Well, there was a fellow that lived there that I think, I'm not sure if I'm straight on the story or not, but seems to me like he committed suicide there in the house for some reason or other. And
knowing what I know now, with that house where my folks live, should have been haunted.
Yeah.
Strange going down there.
Well, no, but of course my folks have been dead for a long time, but it has recently sold, and these people that bought it are remodeling it. It's just a little old shack of a thing. Mm-hmm. It's a chink log house.
Mm-hmm.
That was the original. But they apparently have torn out a partition, and it must have been between the living room and the bedroom, because that's the only wall that looks to me like they could tear out the rest of them or have anything in it, and they found a baby's tombstone in there.
Whoa.
So it should have been haunted.
1921 or 22 is what he said.
They find it, yeah. Wow. Ooh. Scary.
We're going to go up and see it one of these times.
Yeah.
He told Marshall that he could put it, he had put it out. Told him where he put it in the yard.
They just put it, just the tombstone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all they found, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's the scariest story I've heard. We have Halloween coming up. What are the typical costumes you see kids running around in Halloween? Sort of the traditional ones.
Oh, ghosts and witches and maybe a prince or princess or
Dracula.
What about the one where they dress in red with a pitchfork?
You know, I don't recall seeing one of those around here.
No?
We used to, I've seen one or two come to our house when we lived up there in Inglewood.
Not a popular thing.
Demo costume.
Yeah. Do people around here tend to be superstitious, you think, more than other places, or less than other places, or do you not hear much about it?
Don't hear much about it. There might be a slight amount, but I think it's pretty...
Okay. Yeah, I found less of that in these mountain towns than I thought I might. But